And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, David James comes to a reckoning with his youth.
We all played guns when I was young. Not a thought was given by any adult that any one of us might be wielding a real gun. We popped away at each other, and the more realistic sounding, the better. Sometimes two rolls of caps threaded in the trigger together, and bang, you're dead. No, you're dead. I got you first. Tearing down the sidewalk on bikes and carts, going in and out of everybody's backyard, and no one gave even a thought to the notion that a cop might blow our 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old selves away by accident or misprision. We kids didn't realize that we were white, privileged exceptions. We were just kids, as we found ourselves playing. Oh, we would learn later. The glorification of the Confederacy was all around me growing up. The Civil War Centennial was in full swing by 1960. Before that was Davy Crockett and his coonskin cap. Then everyone had to have one of those cool Confederate kepi caps we saw in the movies or at the Atlanta Cyclorama. It was in the center of town, a 374-foot painting in a circular hall at Grant Park, a panorama of the 1864 Battle of Atlanta. There was even a body pictured on the battlefield that was altered to have the face of Clark Gable's Red Butler. Heck, we had a ditch way in the back of our lot that was a real Civil War picket station, where they watched for the Yankees. Barbed wire still protruded from the trees. What else could we do but man the trench with 10-year-old Johnny Rebs and repel those darn Yankees, armed with water balloons this time? Did we think about the implications of slavery in those times of class rule, of theft and murder? No, we were kids. The hats were cool, TV rebels were cool, and didn't own slaves. I had some real Confederate money. Is there any wonder it took me so long to learn out of that foolishness? What about my poor friends that never learned? I began teenage years as a clueless wanderer in the paradises and minefields of emotions I could never name. Could I ever say that as an adolescent, an older boy developing into a young adult, that I didn't leer or make sexist observations or untoward advances toward girls? What in the world were those creatures? Sex education in those days was boys in one room, girls in another, and an anatomy lesson, if you were lucky. In a Catholic grade school curriculum obsessed with anti-communism taught by penance-possessed nuns, I had two teachers in 7 grade years that I respected, one a nun and one a laywoman, and they didn't teach us. Oh no, it was Tornado Leonard and her 6th grade morality bees, you know, like a spelling bee, guaranteed to shrivel you up like an overcooked green bean. I was thinking to myself one day, why didn't we ask the girls how they felt, what they were all about? Nothing that easy. Instead, it was confused passions play, and yes, boys did go too far, but how were we to know? I sure hope those years never catch up to me. I spent some time years ago trying to find my 12th grade steady, but never heard back from any of the genies that I wrote. Poor lass, bless her heart, but I sure wish she'd have written me. I got a lot of questions. I spent years compounding the lack of sex education, 5 years in an all-boys Catholic military high school, 4 years in an all-men's, really older adolescents, college. I didn't start down the humanist path until I was in my 20s, and recovery and rebuilding is a long, unfinished journey. Cars? You went fast. Alcohol? You drank as fast as you could. Is there any wonder so many of us still don't have a clue? For Michiana Chronicles, I'm David James.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.